There's only one person who can help us now.
But who is this person?
That person is you.
You're the only one that doesn't seem to be with the program.
Who is this person?
You'll all see, because there's only one.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The one and only.
The one and only.
The one and only.
The River Network presents Dimitri live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, 1290, 100.1, 1430, and 100.9. Time to get your morning up to speed with Dimitri live and dangerously local, a River Network production.
I don't care if Johnny O needs coffee. He can get his own damn... Get your own damn coffee! I'm on the air!
Hi. Dimitri, live and dangerously local. Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Great show for you today. Live exclusive interview with Pat Manley himself, citizen journalist, Columbus, also legendary architect, and he's going to be talking with us now about the very latest regarding state politics with this Vivek Ramaswamy and who he's hooked up with now, and the interview that we had yesterday with Casey Pooch and whether he'd be a good candidate to replace, or not replace, but to be the Republican candidate for governor of Ohio. We've got all of that going on. We've got the latest with the Wheeling City Council and Wheeling, more corporate welfare for these people, these multimillionaires who are also well-connected using your tax dollars to build their vanity projects. We'll be talking more with you about that. We've got Dimitri Graffiti with the Facebook live stream. Hi, how you doing? Hey, get your own coffee. I've got people here making text messages, messages saying, hey, Joshua says, hey, Johnny, Johnny needs some coffee. LOL. Get your own God-blessed coffee. Jeez. I've got a show to hold on a second. I got to turn on your mic.
I have some news. I have some news. Okay. Keep it on you. I'm just going to, you are going to be giving away Jody Messina.
I'm giving her away. Yes.
Jody Messina tickets.
I was hoping to get.
You're not
Johnny.
Going to the show. We don't want you there.
A lot of people say that.
No.
In fact, a lot of my listeners say
that. That's right. There you go. We've teamed up with the Capitol Theater in Wheeling.
Yes, Capitol. Hold on. Capitol Theater. Yes, hold on. Yes, Capitol Theater.
Yeah,
yes.
We really love Howard over there is a super guy. I've known him for a while. Yes.
Oh, Howard. Oh,
Howard Carnell.
Howard. Hold on. Howard. Okay. Howard, yes.
Look at you. You're getting pretty good at this board off and stuff. I'm telling you. Sooner or later, you'll be next 10 years, you'll be down and out. You'll have it all down pat.
I'm going to be a DJ like you.
You're going to be almost like me.
I'll be charging my market rate, not giving it away.
So be listening up for the cue to call. And yes. On Tuesday, January 27th, you will have the honors of giving away the picking the winners.
Well, so. Is Jody going to be here in studio?
I can try to get her on the phone for you.
That would be great. Oh, my God. That would be wonderful. Would you do that?
I'll try. I can try.
You are the best. I'd even get your coffee.
I know. Well, you go get me some coffee now?
No.
Okay.
All right, I got to do a show. All right, thank you. Okay, breaking news, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to be giving away Jody Messina tickets. Hey, a gal can dream,
so just
okay?
Keep listening to Big Willie.
Keep listening to Big Willie. That would be this station.
Right.
105.5.
Jody will give you the cue to call. You call in, you get qualified. We're going to give you all the qualifiers, and you shuffle them up, pick one winner out of the bag, so.
Oh, wait, this sounds complicated. Wait
a minute. Oh, we'll make it easy for you, Dimitri.
Please bring Jen in. She can do that.
Okay.
Jen would be great to do that.
We'll make it
easy for you. Okay, but work on getting Jody in here.
Yes.
Or giving her away.
Yes.
I'd love to give her away. I'd fix that contest. All right, so, and no coffee for you. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, yes. Oh, I've got a show. I've got to do a show to do. Focus. Pat Manley, welcome to Dimitri back. Welcome back to Dimitri Live and Dangerously Local. How you doing, Pat?
Great, Dimitri. Thank you for having me back today.
I'm sorry about this interruption here with Johnny O, the big star here of WAMP, 100.5 FM and this, that, and the other. But we had breaking news here giving away Jody Messina tickets. And so this is, anyway, this is great. So first off, the most important thing, considering you were on last week, have you finally coughed up all of the hairballs so we don't have any more of that ugly incident on this?
I think so, and I also made sure that my dog's not in the same room with me while I'm on the air.
Thank God. It was. I don't know what it is about it, and I'm talking with people, and their dogs start, like, going crazy. I think it's the tone of my voice. They somehow sense the tone of my voice, and they just go, like, they become spazzed. It's unbelievable. So the dog is far away, and you're not hacking up hairballs. I think we'll be okay for today. First, welcome back, Pat Manley, Pat Manley Architect. Wait, I get the official thing here. It's called... Manley Architecture Group. You're the design director. You're like the main guy, And you've been in Columbus, and you've been the president of the Ohio chapter of some big deal architect organization, association for a number of years. You're a big deal guy. You're also a citizen journalist. And I've been following a lot of your posts on Facebook. And my goodness gracious, you don't hold back when it comes to state politics in Ohio, especially with Republicans. You really do great work. So give us an overview. What's happening with the Republican Party in Columbus, the state of Ohio, and with this insane race for the nomination for governor?
Okay, great. Thank you. I think probably the trigger for me that ignited my veracity on social media was last May when the Ohio Republican Party, and also just so listeners know, I am a longtime conservative Republican, and I'm also a former endorsed candidate for state representative. I ran in 2020. I was endorsed by the Franklin County Republican Party as well as the Ohio Republican Party. But in May, the Ohio Republican Party, as you know, endorsed Vivek Ramaswamy for governor without including any of the voters. They conspired in secret to rig the primary election, the Republican primary election, so it would fall into Vivek's favor. And that really set me off. You know, in politics, we all look the other way oftentimes in a lot of the things that go on, but that was crossing the line to me. That was no different in my mind than when last year the Democrats handpicked Kamala Harris to run for president without allowing the Democrat voters to vote on it. And, you know, we criticized them to death, and here our Ohio Republican Party did exactly the same thing. Yep. And the chairman of it. You know, so that was what started it all. But more recently, to bring up to speed, yesterday, Vivek Ramaswamy announced that his running mate for lieutenant governor was going to be a guy by the name of Rob McCauley. He's a young guy, I think the same age as Vivek. And he's a state senator, and he's the current president of the Ohio Senate. And then also, I read this morning where Amy Acton announced that yesterday that she was going to have David Pepper run with her. And David Pepper, I believe he was once a commissioner in Hamilton County. He's from Cincinnati. He ran for state office, I think, a couple of times, and he was the former president of the Ohio Democratic Party. So basically, we have two candidates and two lieutenant governors that are fully entrenched in the political machine in Ohio. So that's kind of where we're at.
Ugh. What do you know about this? Who is the Republican again, this state senator? What's his name?
Rob McCauley.
McCauley. Is he establishment, yeah, or is he a MAGA?
I don't know. I guess he is a MAGA because he's a Republican. To his credit, he was one of the ones who pushed forward a few years ago the heartbeat bill. But like so often happens, more recently, he was pushing through and advocating for a bill that would take rights away from parents and give more power to judges to decide what happens to children on just about anything. I mean, so it was really, talk about anti-MAGA when you do that. And then stepping back a few years, he was instrumental in voting and approving to have Amy Acton be the health director in Ohio. So he was big on her at that time.
What is it with the Republican establishment? This guy sounds like a rhino. Republican establishment being in love with Amy Acton, a known Obama supporter, hardcore leftist, pro-choice, you know, whatever. What the hell is it with these Republicans in Ohio and Amy Acton?
You know, that's a really good question, because when she first came to the surface, it seemed so strange.
Yes.
Because she has very much been coddled by the Democratic Party, one of those people like Vivek who has been brought up internally, you know, almost groomed to do certain things.
Yeah.
But she's not the brightest bulb. She's a very odd person, personally, from what we've seen on, you know, public accounts. And I think, and I can't swear to this, but when I talk to other Republicans and other people kind of in the know, the DeWine's idea at the time was that he knew that all of this stuff was going to be controversial with shutdowns and, you know, basically setting aside constitutional rights. And in his mind, having a Democrat as health director was going to be like, you know, sort of like a bipartisan approach. Mm. When it ended, you know, of course, it ended up being anything but that. And it was obviously a disaster. And, you know, the decisions she made, DeWine, you know, she did things that DeWine wanted her to do, but she was out in the forefront as well. And the damnedest part about it that a lot of people forget is that Vivek Ramaswamy was part of that what they called the COVID response team. He supported the lockdowns. He supported the masks. He supported the vaccines. He was out criticizing and chastising conservatives for not wearing the mask and not getting vaccines. And then the topper was that that he created, I think I mentioned this last week briefly, is that he had a software program that was nothing more than surveillance on medical records for people across the United States. During that whole thing, he was pitching that to the government, trying to get the government to buy his software program so that they could spy on Americans' health records to see who was coming in contact with whom.
My God.
With the COVID virus, you know, because he saw dollar signs in his eyes. So we're dealing with, you know, a lot of people on both sides of the aisle that are the enemy of the people, in my opinion.
It is amazing to me how Trump, who typically is a pretty sharp guy, of course, has such periodically such remarkably bad judgment when it comes to endorsements. I mean, really bad judgment. What the hell is he thinking?
Well, you know, I've followed Donald Trump for however many years, since the 1970s, and I have a copy of his book, The Trump of the Art of the Deal, and I literally have it in my hand right now. I keep it for years. I kept it in my nightstand. Now I keep it in my home office, and it's the first book on the right-hand side on the third shelf down. And I've referred to this and read it many, many times. Well, one of the things with Trump that I've noticed over the years, and I think we saw it in his first administration, we see it in this administration, we see it in his endorsements, is that he hires people and supports people the way you do it in business. When you hire people in business, generally speaking, the people in business that you hire they have a common goal. They want to do a good job. They want to work for your company. They want to be successful. If they screw up or if they turn against you, you fire them. You get rid of them and you hire somebody else to replace them. Well, he uses that same mentality in politics, and where in politics you can't do that. And as my friend and your friend, Robert Ney, who's a former congressman, former state representative, told me a few years back when I was considering running, the very first word he told me is, he said, you don't have friends in politics. You have acquaintances, but you don't have friends. And what he meant by that, and he went on to explain it, is that you always have to vet everybody that's involved, and you have to make sure the people are loyal and trustworthy.
Yeah.
And Trump has failed to do that time and time again. And, you know, I think he gets a lot of bad advice, and I don't think he, as smart as he is and as many good things as he does and has done, he makes some bad judgment. And it has spilled over to some of his endorsements. However, with this endorsement with Vivek, okay, there's more to it than that. I listened to your show yesterday with Casey Putsch, who's running for governor. He brought this up, independent. I don't know him personally. I've never talked to him or never met him. But the people that I know, and there's two people that I know in the Washington, D.C. area that have been longtime friends and have always given me good, reliable information. Both of them independently told me that the primary motivation behind Trump endorsing Vivek was to get him out of Washington, D.C. He was trying to undermine J.D. Vance.
Wow.
Because they're going to be competitors. Even though they were friends for a long time, he was trying to undermine J.D. Vance.
Hold that thought. Hold that thought, because we're going to take a hard break here. Make a note there for yourself. Undermine J.D. Vance. We're going to build from there. This Vivek Ramaswamy, the more I hear about this guy, the less I like him. And I don't like him too much as it is right now. More with our very special guest, citizen journalist Pat Manley, legendary architect based in Ohio. And we'll also be talking about corporate welfare and Wheeling soon.